Well, thank you very much, Joel.
Sisi Joel.
And Alina.
还有 Alina.
It was a lovely picture that we saw.
我们看到的多么一张漂亮的照片。
I hope you had enough time to spot yourself in the picture.
我希望你有时间找到自己。
Yeah, this is why every time we come to church, we must dress nicely. Yeah, you never know when we take photo.
这就是我们来教会穿着要好看一点的原因啦。
But truly, it's wonderful to have you here, especially those of you who are joining us, who are newer amongst us,
的确,
even the older ones.
的确，能够大家能够来到这里，我们很开心，尤其是比较新来的朋友，尤其是年长的朋友。
You know, that's what it means to be part of the fellowship of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是在主耶稣基督里团契的意思。
And it's just great to be able to have you here with us.
能够你们在这里跟我们在一起，多么的好。
Well, this evening we're going to talk about this thing called hope.
今天帮我们要谈指望。
And before we begin, let's go to God in prayer.
在我们开始之前，向上帝祷告吧。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告吧。
Our Father, we thank you for the hope that we can have in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的父啊。 我们感谢您在主耶稣基督身上的这份指望。
And we pray that as we take time now to read your word, that you would help us understand.
我们祈求当我们花点时间看您的话语的时候, 您帮助我们明白。
And help us apply your word.
也帮助我们把您的话应用在我们身上。
Give to us the wisdom we need.
也赐给我们所需的智慧吧。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名而求。
Amen.
Amen.
So we turn today to the book of Ephesians.
我们就翻到以弗所书吧。Ephesians
chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。Okay.
And we read this phrase in Ephesians chapter 1.
我们在以弗所书第一章读到的这段话。Right.
And this is found in chapter 1, and we find this over here. Okay.
在第一章里,
okay, in verse 17.
在第17节里,
okay, verse 18.
在第18节里,
that you may know what is the hope of his calling.
使你们知道他恩召的指望。
And this is a wonderful thing to talk about.
这是一件美好的事我们来谈的。
What is this hope that we're talking about?
到底我们在谈的这份指望是什么呢?
Hope is something that truly drives us to live and to live well.
这份指望促使我们活得好的。For
those of us who are younger, hope is something that we keep on looking for.
我们年轻的不断地在寻找这份指望。So
those who are still studying look to finish their studies.
那些正在求学的就指望毕业了。
Those who finish want to start work and they hope to have a good job.
那些读完的就希望能够找到一份好的工作。
And then those who are single hope to be married.
那些单身的就希望能够结婚了。
And then those who are married hope to have children.
结婚了也希望有孩子。
For those who are young, hope comes almost naturally.
对于年轻人来说，很自然的会有那份指望。
And that hope is always there because we're always looking for something in the future.
指望经常有的，因为我们期待未来。
So my wife and I, sometimes we talk, you know, and we ask ourselves, what do you think Noah can be one day? My son Noah can be.
我就跟我的太太有这样谈过了。
I mean, what sports do you think he can play one day?
我们在想我们的儿子 Noah 能够参加什么运动的。
So Noah loves water.
Noah 他喜欢水的。
In the swimming pool, he splash. He loves it.
他在游泳池里面很喜欢玩水。
And he also loves balls.
他也喜欢球类的。
So what gets him most excited is a ball in the water.
在水中的球啊，让他兴奋。
So I said to my wife, maybe Noah one day, because he likes balls in the water, can be a water polo player.
我就告诉了太太，他既然喜欢水中的球，就可以当水球员呐。
Maybe he'll be tall like us, and he'll be a good player.
他可能长得跟我们一样的高，成为很棒的运动员。
And my wife would say, no, 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 no.
我的太太就说不同意了。
She proceeded to show me a video of a young teenage tennis player.
他给我看了这段青少年网球员的视频。
Ah, he must grow up to play tennis.
他将来长大应该打网球。
Why? Because tennis players use their minds a lot.
为什么呢？因为网球员经常用他们脑袋。
Ah, they have to think through and plan how they want to play the game. Very good game.
他们需要思考如何的打球的。
But you know, we all have hopes and we project our hopes onto our children, and we do that all the time.
我们大家都有指望了，都指望就放在孩子身上。
But when we are a bit older,
不过当我们年纪大了一点的时候
，hope sometimes doesn't come so naturally.
指望没有这样自然的会有的。
You know, when we face problems,
当我们面对问题的时候
，health issues,
健康问题啊
，you know, it can, we can lose hope bit by bit.
我们可以慢慢的失去指望的。
Recently, Alistair spoke about Mr. Chia and how Mr. Chia was in hospital.
Alistair 最近谈到 Mr. Chia 最近住了医院。
And he spoke about how most people went on holiday in June, but he spent his time in the hospital instead.
他谈到六月份通常人家都去度假，不过他却把时间花在医院里。
And when we face all sorts of problems, quality of life is affected.
当我面对所有的问题，生活的质量的问题。
And when quality of life is affected,You know, bit by bit, we begin to feel older. We begin to feel like we trouble people. We begin to feel useless.
当我们的生活质量受到影响的时候，我们觉得老了麻烦别人了，没有用。
Hope can be lost just like that.
这样可以就这样的失去指望。
But it's a dangerous thing to lose hope.
不过失去指望是一件危险的事。
Because without hope, what do we have?
因为没有了指望，我们有了什么呢
？We've got to find hope somewhere, somehow.
我们要尽力的设法寻找。
And the best place that we can find hope is in our salvation in Christ.
我们最好能够找到指望的地方，就是在基督救恩的。
This is not a hope that is something we just wish for. Maybe it will come true. Maybe it won't.
这不是一件我们情愿希望得到的事。
This is a hope.That will be there, it will be sure, it will be steadfast, and it will be true, it will come true at the end of the day.
这份指望是确定肯定的，始终在那里的。
And this is a hope that will help us to find the courage we need to face the challenges of life.
这份指望给我们面对生活挑战的勇气。
How do we find this hope?
我们如何找到这份指望呢？
Actually, it begins with another word.
其实是从另外一个字开始。
It begins with this word called faith.
那就是从这个字信心。
We look at the book of Ephesians, chapter 1 now.
我们来看以弗所书第一章吧。
And we read over here in verse 13.
我们在第三节这样子读到。
In him you also trusted.
就是叫你们得救，也信了基督。
After you heard the word of truth,The gospel of your salvation.
你们既听真理的道，就是叫你们得救的福音。
In whom also having believed,
也信了基督，既然信他。
See, hope begins with faith.
你看，指望先由信心那里开始。
And here at evening bilingual worship, we speak about the Lord Jesus Christ.
在这里双语崇拜会，我们谈到主耶稣基督。
We speak about the gospel.
我们谈到福音的。
How we are sinners.
我们如何是罪人。
How Christ came as a savior for us.
基督如何的来救我们。
And how we can enter into this salvation.
我们如何的能够进入这段救恩。
This is God's calling for us.
这是上帝对我们的恩召。
And he calls us into salvation.
他恩召我们进入救恩
It's an invitation
是一份邀请
for us to come and to be saved.
让我们来受答救
What is a good response?
一个好的回应是什么呢
We read here two things.
我们这里读到有两件事
To hear
要听
and to believe
要来信
And if we can hear the gospel and believe in it,
如果我们能够来听福音并且相信的话
Then we can enter into this wonderful thing that we call our salvation.
我们能够进入这个美好的救恩的。
And this is open to anyone, everyone, whatever age, whatever background.
这是所有任何年龄背景都能够受邀的人。
If we can just find this faith to begin with,
如果我们先来找这份信的话，
then that salvation is ours.
这份救恩就属于我们的。
Let's read on in verse 11 now.
让我们继续来看吧，第十一节。
Is there a special promise that the Lord has for all who are saved?
上帝是否有给那些所得救的人一个应许呢？
Verse 11,
第十一节。
In him also we have obtained an inheritance.
我们也在他里面得了基业。
What is this inheritance?
到底什么是基业呢？
Part of it
部分
has to do with our inheritance in heaven.
是关于我们在天堂的基业。
The place that we can have in heaven.
我们在天堂所能够得到的地方。
So we are assured that when we die, we can go to heaven, to a place in heaven, and we can be with the Lord Jesus always.
我们有这份确定，死后能够上天堂与耶稣在一起。
So this is the first step.
这是第一步。
Faith.
信心。
The first thing I need to know in order to have hope is to have faith.
我要明白指望之前要晓得信。
And if I can really believe,
如果我能够真正的明相信的话，
in this wonderful salvation,
这份美好的救恩的话，
if I can believe in this promise that the Lord has given to me of an eternal inheritance,
如果我能够相信上帝所赐给我这永恒的应许的话，
then I have a reason to hope.
那我就有指望的理由了。
So we begin with this idea of faith.
我们就以信相信来开始。
And this is an offer that is open to all, and to all the uncles and aunties would like to open this up to you. You know, you can come to know the Lord Jesus for yourself.
这是要给所有叔叔阿姨们的，你们可以亲自的来认识。
Perhaps there are some of you who are still not sure.
可能你们当中有些还不确定的。
I want to share with you that it is not a hard decision to make.
我要跟大家说，这个决定不难。
If we can hear as we hear every week,
如果我们能够听，就好像我每个星期都听的话。
And if we can believe,
我们能够相信的话。
Then we can receive this wonderful inheritance that is there.
我们能够得到在这个天堂美好的。
So this is something that we can all have.
这是我们所以每个人所能够得到的。
But we got to start somewhere.
不过我们要迈出第一步。
And we start with this word called faith.
我们就以信心来开始。
As we understand this faith.
当我们明白这份信心的。
And if I truly have this faith.
当我真正的有这份信心的话。
What's next?
接下来怎么做呢?
Then the hope of eternal life will be mine.
那么那永恒的永生就属于我的。
But the thing about hope is that it is something that must be applied.
这份指望啊，要应用的。
Right? Sometimes hope is almost theoretical to us.
有时候啊，我们指望对我们来说只是理论上的明白。
I can read it in the Bible.
我能够从圣经上读到。
I can believe it. Okay, I believe that, you know, I can have this inheritance. I can believe in heaven.But it's just theoretical.
我可以相信有这份基业，有天堂，不过只是理论上。
That hope is not yet something real.
这份信心还不算是真实的。
Unless,
除非
it is applied.
是应用。
And so we must apply hope in our life.
所以我们要把指望用在我们身上。
We start with this word called faith.
我们先以信心开始。
And because of faith, we can have hope.
因为我们有信心，我们可以得到指望。
This hope that we have must then be carefully applied.
这份指望我们要来小心的应用。
We're going to turn to another text.
我们要翻到另一段经文了。
And this is found in the book of Hebrews.
那是在希伯来书里。
Chapter 6.
第六章。
Verse 18 and 19.
第六章第十八、第十九节里。
Okay, let's take a look at what in verse 19 first.
我们先来看第十九节吧。
How this hope is described for us?
我们来看如何的形容这份指望。
This hope is spoken of as an anchor.
这个指望啊，被形容成为一个锚。
What is an anchor?
到底锚是什么呢
？I had to do a bit of Google search.
我就上了谷歌查一下。
And then look at what an anchor really is.
我看一下到底什么是锚。
An anchor is something that is kept on board ships, of course.
但那锚是在船上。
Okay, and the anchors, they are temporary and they are permanent anchors.
哦，有暂时还有永久的。
有。That those you use when you're out there in the sea.
那些在公海上用的。
And they are used, those you use at the harbor.
哦。还有一些在海港里用的。
Uncle Ben Hui is a very knowledgeable person.
牧师说我蛮多智慧的。
Unfortunately, not more than Google.
不过就输给了谷歌了。
But you know, it's the anchor is really, you know, the permanent one. It's so big. It's on the seafloor. By sheer weight, the ship cannot move.
这个永久的这个锚啊，沉重的放在海床上，船动不了。
And so this is a very, very stark image that was used here.
这里的那个对照特别的大。
See, that's what hope is when it's applied.
你看应用指望就是这样。
So we have faith and theoretically we should have hope.
虽然我们有信心应该也有指望。
And yet the truth is we all struggle with things in life.
不过其实我们凡事都挣扎。
There are problems that come.
问题的来临。
And they affect us deeply.
会深入的影响我们。
Sometimes you don't want to talk about it.
有时候我们都不想谈。
We understand that.
我们都明白。
But sometimes problems can be so deep-seated.
不过有时候的问题是深入的。
They affect you year after year, decade after decade.
一年一年的影响你。
And that's why this verse over here talks about the soul.
所以这段话谈到我们的灵。
It's an anchor for the soul.
这是一个给灵的一个锚。
Because the problems of life and the storms of life can affect us at the level of the soul.
因为我们生活的问题风暴可以影响我们的心灵。
What does this mean?
到底什么意思？
It's a very deep part of us that is affected. A very deep-seated part of us.
我们最深入的一部分受了影响。
And the image here is that the storms of life can toss a ship around.
这个意象就是风暴能够把这个船只这样的抛来抛去。
No matter how big that ship is,A storm can cause shipwreck.
不管船再大，也能够搁浅的。
What is the answer?
答案是什么呢？
Hook onto an anchor.
我们要靠勾住这个锚。
And that ship will stay still.
这艘船就会保持。
And all the problems of life that we face, they're there.
我们所生活所面对的问题都存在。
And yet when we have hope,
不过当我们有指望的时候
We can find a steadiness throughout the whole thing.
我们在从中能够有这份坚定
Now it doesn't mean that you don't have to go through storms.
不是说我们不会碰到风暴
But it does mean that you will not be tossed to and fro all over the place.
不过我们不会受风暴的抛来抛去
You will not suffer that shipwreck.
我们不会像船搁浅一样
Hope will anchor your very soul.
指望会把我们的灵
You know,
这样的表
that's a beautiful thought to think about.
这是一个美丽的思考。
What else does this hope do?
这份指望还能够做什么
It is described that this hope is sure and steadfast. It's so steady, it's so strong. Nothing is going to move it at any time.
这份指望是坚定的，没有东西能够移动它。
That is a beautiful thing to think about. Imagine having a hope like that.
你想有这份指望
that keeps you steady, secure, and sure no matter the problems that you face in life.
不管你面对生活的任何问题，你都保持沉定的。
You know, our hope in heaven should be like this.
我们在天堂的指望也应该是这样。
Especially to our uncles and aunties, you know, our hope in heaven should ground us.
尤其是叔叔阿姨们，我们在天堂的这份指望。
What should we do? How should we apply it?
我们如何的来应用它呢
？Verse 18 we read.
第十八节里我们读到
，To lay hold of the hope set before us.
我们要 持定摆在我们前头的指望。
The challenge here is to hold on to this hope.
我们的挑战是要持定这份指望。
All the way to the end.
直到终点了。
It's just like the image of a person who is in a long distance race.
就像一个人长途赛跑一样。
And the person is close to the end.
这个人快到终点了。
Right, and you see the end. What is the hope of a person who has been running for a long time, a long distance? What is the hope of that person?
一个人在做长途赛跑的时候，他的指望是什么呢？
Just finishing the race.
就是跑完了。
And reaching the end point, that hope will be realized. Wow, you can finally rest.
到达终点是他的期望，终于可以休息了。
You know, this is the idea here.
这就是这里的。
Hold fast to that hope.
我们要坚持的这份指望。
And hold on to it all the way to the end.
持定到终点。
It is near before you.
快到了。
It is set before you.
在近此里。
Just hold on to it until you reach the end.
要持定直到终点。
You know, this is what it is.
这就是如此了。
This is what it means to apply that hope.
这就是应用这份指望。
You know, it's wonderful to be able to have such a hope in our life.
能够在我们的生命里有这份指望多么好。
A hope that keeps us sure and steady and secure throughout all that we face.
这份指望能够让我们坚定，帮助我们保持镇定。
A hope that you can hold on to all the way to the end.
这份指望我们能够一直持定到终点的。
You know, and so we talk about faith.
所以我们谈到了信心。
And it has to begin there.
要从那里开始。
We begin with faith, being able to really believe.
我们先以信心开始来相信。
And then we have this hope.
然后我们有这份指望。
That we can apply into our life.
我们可以应用在我们的生命。
Finally, what does it translate into?
最终会变为什么呢？
And this is where the example of the Lord Jesus comes into play.
那就是主耶稣基督的榜样里看出。
From faith, we can have hope.
从信心里我们可以得到指望。
And from hope,
从指望里
we can find courage.
我们可以找到勇气。
Courage to face ultimately the greatest challenge of all.
面对最大的勇气。
And that is death.
那就是死亡。
You know, death is something that will come.
死亡终会到来的。
It's a matter of time.
只是迟早罢了。
One day, all of us will have to face it.
一天我们都要面对的。
How are we going to face it?
我们的如何的来面对呢？
But we have a wonderful example in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在主耶稣基督身上有一个美好的榜样。
And this is where he said, let's turn to the last text, which is in John 14.
然后我们就翻到约翰第十四章吧，最后一段经文。
Okay, John 14, and starting from verse 2.
约翰第十四章，先从第二节开始。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Let not your heart be troubled.
你们的心里不要忧愁。
You believe in God.
你们信神。
Believe also in me.
也当信我。
In my Father's house are many mansions.
在我的父家里有许多住处。
If it were not so, I would have told you.
若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。
I go to prepare a place for you.
我去原是为你们预备地方。
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself.
我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到那里去。
That where I am, there you may be also.
我在那里，叫你们也在那里。
The best example of one.Who had this hope in his life was the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣基督是一个在他的生命里有这份指望最好的一个榜样。
He spoke to his disciples and he told them, "Let not your heart be troubled."
他告诉门徒们，你们心里不要忧愁。
He knew he was going to die soon.
他知道他就快要死了。
And yet he was not troubled.
不过他心里却没有忧愁。
Instead, he found that courage that was there.
他却找到了勇气。
He lived by example.
他以榜样来活。
And he set the example of what it means to have that courage in the face of death.
在面对死亡，他面对的勇气是我们的榜样。
You know, this is what we want to see because at the end of the day, we all need to face this.
我们最终都要面对这件事的。
And hope translates into courage.
指望会变成勇气。
So we begin again with faith.
我们以信心开始。
And then we apply that hope.
然后我们应用这份指望。
Hope that anchors our soul.
这份希望会把我们的灵镇住。
Hope that is right before us.
这份指望在我们眼前。
We just need to hold on all the way to the end.
我们需要持定直到终点。
And our encouragement is the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的得到的鼓励是主耶稣基督。
Who had this hope and that translated into courage.
他与这份指望变为勇气。
You know, ultimately, this thing that we call death is really something so real.
最终死亡是真实的。
You know, and we don't speak of it without feeling, but you know, we have to go beyond this thing that we call death.
我们谈到这件事的时候，心里都有感受。不过，我们要超越死亡。
You know, whenever we minister at funerals and we see people grieving, our heart goes out to them.
当我们在参加安慰丧家的时候
，It's never easy to look at this thing called death.
要面对死亡不是一件容易的事。
But our perspective must go beyond.
不过，我们的观点应该超越。
Our perspective must go on to see our hope realized.
我们的观点应该让这份指望来实现。
A hope that is in heaven.
在天堂的指望。
You know, uncles and aunties, we count it a privilege to know you.
你知道吗，叔叔阿姨们，我们能够认识你是我们的荣幸。
And as I, you know, we're talking about ordination in about a month, and as I think back on the last 4 years, you know, I remember how you were there.
我们一个月内就受委任。我们回想起四年的这段路。
I remember how you supported, how you extended your hand of fellowship. We remembered, I remember these things.
我想起你们友谊之手，还有你们的支持。
But you know, as much as we enjoy this fellowship we can have with each other.
不过，我们即使能够享受这份团契
this friendship that we can have, we enjoy it.
我们能够享受这段的友情。
But at the end of the day,
不过最终
It is not friendship or fellowship that we want to give to you alone.
我们不只是单单要给你友情团契
It's the gospel.
而是福音
It's the Lord Jesus Christ.
而是主耶稣基督
It's faith.
而是信心
It's hope.
而是指望
It's courage that will see you through to the end of your days. That is what we want to give to you.
而是那份能够跟随你到人生终点的那份勇气。
And it's something that actually, if you have this faith, you already have.
其实如果你有这份信心，你已经有了。
And you can apply this to face all the challenges of your life.
你可以应用它来面对生命的所有的挑战。
You know, these challenges are never going to get easier at any time.
这些挑战往后不会变得容易的。
But with this hope,
不过有这份指望。
Again, like an anchor for your soul.
就好像你的灵的那个锚。
You will be able to go through all of them and hold on to the end.
你可以能够经历一切直到终点。
And that's what we hope to have, and that's what we hope to share with you this evening.
这就是今天傍晚我们所希望能够跟大家分享的。
To uncles and aunties, to those of you who really don't know the Lord yet, can I encourage you to really come to know the Lord? Find that faith.
叔叔阿姨们，如果你们还没有认识上帝的话，就来找这份信心吧。
A calling is an invitation.
恩召是一份邀请。
And you are called into the salvation that the Lord gives to us.
你已经受邀能够进入上帝所给我们这份救恩。
All you need to do is to respond.
你所需要的做的事就是回应了。
Believe.
相信了。
And that's the beginning of it all.
这就是第一步的开始。
To those who are going through challenges in your life.
对那些在生命里面对问题的时候。
Sometimes things happen and the hurt stays with us for a long time.
有时候事情过去了，不过心里的创伤还是存在。
Sometimes it's ongoing challenges in health.
有时候是身体上的问题。
Sometimes it has to do with how we feel.
有时候是我们心里的感受。
Let hope be an anchor for your soul.
让指望成为你的灵的一个苗吧。
Let this hope help you to find that steadiness throughout all that you need to face.
让这份指望让你所需要面对的一切找到这份镇定。
And hold on to it.
持住它。
All the way to the end.
直到终点。
And finally,
最终。
When you reach that final challenge of death.
当你面对最后死亡的挑战的时候。
Then hope must be translated into courage.
指望应该变为勇气。
And the best example is the Lord Jesus himself.
最好的榜样就是主耶稣基督本身啊。
Who faced his death most courageously.
他以极大的勇气面对死亡。
Because of the hope that he had.
因为他有那份指望。
And this evening we just want to encourage you with these thoughts.
今天傍晚就要以这些思想来鼓励大家。
The hope of his calling, part of it is a hope.Of a calling to salvation.
他的部分的恩召就是恩召我们得救。
And if you can come to know this God, if you can come to know the Lord for yourself, then this hope is yours.
如果你能够来认识这位上帝的话，这份指望是你的。
Yours to apply.
你也可以应用的。
Yours to be with you in the hardest of times.
在你最艰难的时候，与你在一起。
And we wish you this hope.
我们希望你得到这份指望。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告吧。
Our Father, we pray and ask you, Lord, to help us to understand your word.
我们的父啊，我们祷告，求您帮助我们明白您的话。
And we pray that you will give to us this sense of hope.
我们祈求您赐给我们这份指望吧。
Hope that comes from a faith.
是从信那里的。
Hope that must be applied.
要需要应用的心
，and hope that ultimately translates to courage.
这份指望会变成勇气。
We pray that you will help us to understand this bit by bit.
我们祈求你帮助我们慢慢的来明白。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名而求。
Amen.